Okay, if you didn't pick up on it already by me reading the gospel, this is one of my favorite scripture passages. I love this story. I love the story because of all of the richness that it contains. A couple of things that happen when we hear a story like this. We're like, hey, we know how it ends. I started talking and said, a man has two sons, and you're probably like, yeah, I've heard this one before. It's about the prodigal son. But God doesn't want us to just hear these scriptures and then just gloss over them. He wants us to let them come into our hearts and change us. I'm going to offer a couple of reflections that maybe something you haven't thought about before. Number one, where's the mom? We don't know. We don't know where the mom is. There's no mention of the mom. Is she at home? Is she dead? We don't know. Now, how about this? Have you ever thought about this? One of the commentaries I read said that maybe the mom died in childbirth of the second son. Okay, she died in childbirth with the second son. Do you think that maybe the older son would be angry? Already, off the bat, here's this other young son. He comes out, he kills mom when he's born, and then now he wants half of dad's stuff. So maybe, we don't know. We don't know what baggage that older son was carrying. The other thing that's interesting is, why did he not go get his son? Right, okay, they have this big party, right? And he invites all the guests and the neighbors, and where was the older son? He was working in the field. And he comes back from a long day of work, and he realizes, hey, dad invited all the neighbors to come party. Why didn't he come get me? So with all that said, how do you think that older son feels? Dude, he's distraught, he's upset, he's mad, he's angry, he's holding a grudge, and that's why when the dad comes to get him, he's like, dude, what's up? But here's what the gospel's really about. The gospel's really about the merciful Father. It's about what the Father does in the story. Both sons in this story are rebellious, both of them, but in different ways. One of the sons decides, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. Why? Because I can. He goes to dad and he says, dad, you're as good to me as dead, so give me your money now. And the dad's like, all right, son, whatever, here you go. And that young son goes out and spends his money on a life of dissipation. That means he spends it on whatever he thinks is going to make him happy. How many times do we see that in our culture and our society? Hey, if I get a new car, if I get a new house, if I get a new job, if I get a new girlfriend, if I get a new wife, I'm going to be happy. And does any of that stuff ever make us happy? It does not. Thanks for playing. The only thing that's going to make us happy is letting the peace and the joy and the love of God come into our hearts. And that's what this gospel is about. It's about the merciful Father saying, I will love you no matter what. If we are like that young son and we waste our lives on dissipation, if we think we're going to find joy and peace and happiness and stuff, intangible things, we are wrong. We'll find it in God alone. And He will come and find us and He will share with us His love. The older son, he's rebellious too. He's rebellious because he's probably mad at the younger brother. He might be mad at the younger brother if that's true, if the mom's not around because she died in childbirth. The older son's upset because the younger son had the gumption to say, dad, give me your money now. But the older son, his rebellion is that he did what he was asked to do. And he did not do it with a joyful heart. When the dad comes to him and says, how come you're not partying with us? How come you're not celebrating the fact that this son, your brother, is home? Why are you not celebrating? And the older son says, because I did everything you asked me to do, and you didn't do anything for me. You see, that's rebellious. Because he was doing it because he thought it would owe him something. I get this vision of the older son coming back after working all day, and he's like, dude, where is little hamburger? My favorite calf that's in the pen. Like, where's he at? And then he realizes that his dad slaughtered that calf so that they could have a big party for the son that went away. And so, yeah, he's probably upset. Yeah, he's mad. He's angry. And maybe he should be angry. But maybe he shouldn't be. But God says to us, I don't want you to be angry. He says to us, my sons and my daughters, if you're doing what I ask you to do, your reward is going to be great. God loves you. He wants you to follow Him because you want to. He wants you to follow Him because that's the way you're going to find joy and peace and love that you won't find anywhere else. Let us not be rebellious. Let us not be rebellious like either of the sons. And let us give our hearts to Jesus so that he can transform us and change us. The love of the Father is incredible. To both of the sons, he says, I love you. To both of the sons, he says, I'm happy that you're my son. Question is, how are we going to receive that love? Are we going to be upset about it? Are we going to whine and complain? Are we going to let his love come into our hearts? Many of you know that I'm the director of vocations for the diocese, which means that I try to help people find their way in the world, to find the way that God is calling you to love and calling you to live. I hope that you don't end up like either of the sons in this parable. I hope you do what God is asking you to do. If you do what you want to do, you're probably going to end up like these boys in the scripture. You're probably going to be upset. You're probably not going to be very happy. My encouragement to you is to do whatever God created you to do, to invite him into your life and say, God, I want to follow you. I want to serve you. I want to love you. And I don't know what that's going to look like down the road, but be open to whatever he calls you to do. I have been a priest now for almost 7 years, and it's awesome. I can't think of anything I could do with my life that's more fun than being a priest of Jesus Christ. I have found the vocation. I have found the call that God has created me to do. And I am happy and I love being a priest. I hope you're open to the possibility that God might one day be calling you to be a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun, to give your life to him, to follow him so that you can have the joy and the peace in your heart that he desires. I also know that this is a discernment retreat where you're making the decision of, do I want to participate in this diocesan youth council? And that's something that you invite the Lord in, to say, Lord, is this what you want me to do? Don't do it because you're going to be like the older son, to say, all right, I'll do it because somebody asked me to do it. Okay, whatever. Do it because you want to do it. Do it because it's going to bring joy to you. Don't be rebellious. Let the love of Jesus come into your heart and change you. And invite him into this decision. Do you want me, Lord, to follow you? Do you want me to give my life in this way? So as we continue today in prayer, we ask the Lord to help us to see his merciful face. That if we sin, if we fall, and if we fail, we ask the Lord to help us love him and to be loved by him. I don't know if y'all know this, but last night in the Archdiocese, and actually throughout the world, Pope Francis asked every church to make confession available. Last night I was at a parish for 4 hours here in confession. I talked to a couple other priests who were in confession for 6 or 7 or 8 hours last night. The merciful love of the Father is alive. It is well, and he wants us to know that there's nothing we can do that would make him stop loving us. There are times where we are like that younger son who makes bad decisions, who sins, who turns our hearts and our backs to God. And we can always come back to him and say, I need you. I'm sorry. Never be afraid to come to God. Never be afraid of coming to him, because he is the merciful Father. He is the Father that will love you no matter what. We pray that we may continue to let the Lord Jesus into our hearts to change us, to give us strength, and to give us hope in everything we do.